You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Or we do have our next guest who is going to be helping us in our quest to understand what we're talking about this week. And this week we're focusing on the idea of personal witnessing, the call to witness. And our pastor is going to be helping us to understand what this is. After all, before we speak, we must hear. Before we go, we must be called. Today's about recognizing that salvation comes with a summons, not just to believe, but to bear witness. And to help us with this is Pastor Brighton Hachimila. Pastor Brighton Hachimila, good afternoon to you. Welcome and thank you very much for agreeing to be our pastor this week. And just as we're talking to the pastor, his line just dropped. Let's see if we're going to get Pastor Hachimila back on the line so that we can get our conversation on our Grow Model underway. Pastor Hachimila, what does saved to serve mean to you personally beyond just church language, Pastor Hachimila?
Thank you so much. Good afternoon to you and good afternoon to all the listeners. Saved to serve, what it means to me personally beyond church language, it simply brings to me the picture of transformation in nature, where if I have been through something, then it means my life is transformed in a certain way where I become more observant of another person who finds themselves in a similar situation,
right?
Then I stand in to help to remove them from the same problem.
Right, right, right. So when did you first sense that your faith wasn't just for you?
So personally, I would say when I first sensed that my faith wasn't just about me was a time that I first heard of someone preaching. So when they preached, the message they preached, that was in 2012 at a campaign, the message is still there in my mind up to now. So it was basically talking about us being debtors because Christ has saved us. And now that Christ has saved us, we are all mandated to participate, join hands with Christ in the salvation of others. And that prompted me to becoming who I am after sensing that calling into ministry and join others to also start sharing with other people.
Right, right. And then you're a pastor now. But I'm sure you have your own fears, your own hesitations. Talk to us about those. What fears or hesitations do you carry about sharing your story?
Sometimes the way life is, we don't know exactly the picture that people carry about you, especially when we talk about our past.
Right.
Sometimes it brings about the fear that people might misinterpret you, people might judge you, might take you wrongly. If you are to come out openly to tell them about who you were, what you got converted from, those fears sometimes do still come even after we are converted from them, after we feel like,
Wow. Okay. So how do you distinguish between witnessing and preaching?
Personally, I would say when we talk about preaching, we are simply talking about teaching, you know, exhorting, explaining the truth according to the scripture. And this is instructional in nature. But when we talk about witnessing, this has to do with bearing personal testimony, sharing what I have been through, what I have seen, experienced, and also lived through in relation to Jesus Christ. And the scope usually is my personal stories and the transformation and how I have had that encounter with God and the impact that has brought upon my personal life.
All right, I like that. I like that. Let's conclude our conversation this morning, Mfundisi, by just helping us with this one. What would change if you saw your daily life as a mission field?
Practically, everything about my life, my social life, work life, anywhere I am or I am going to find myself, everything will practically change. Mm. Why do I say so? Because when I have the thought about mission, living for Christ and living for others, then it means that will change how I perceive things wherever I'll be at whatever particular moment.
Right.
That will entail using every opportunity I have for mission to witness for Christ, to tell others about my personal testimony and what Christ has done and how it can also impact and give a change to their lives.
Right, right. Okay, all right. For today, we'll leave it there. We have an entire week together. We are looking forward to learning from you and growing with you. Thank you ever so much, Pastor Bright. We really hope that God will bless you for what you have done, your time and your ministry. Until tomorrow, Pastor Brighton Hachimila, have a wonderful day, brother.
Thank you so much.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.